Nightside with John Pohl, the Snowflake Free Zone.
You might remember the story of the guy. He's 51. He's wife in 2004. He served 15 years in jail. He was granted day parole in September of 2019. And last week, while out on parole, he went into a Quebec City hotel where a 22-year-old sex worker was giving massages. Police later arrested him and charged him with her murder. In the House of Commons today, they were having a discussion about the government and making motions to come up with some public safety committees and conduct hearings into the matter, and specifically review changes to that were made in 2017 to the parole board's nomination processes. And one MP from out west, MP Laurel Collins, she suggested that while they were having this debate and while they were doing these hearings, perhaps they should consider listening to the voices of sex workers. Here is what Ms. Collins said.
I would ask the honorable member to consider listening to the voices of sex workers. Sex workers are saying that sex work is work. And I also ask the honorable member if he considers the Harper government's decision to implement Bill 36, which criminalized the work environments, the establishments that sex workers go to feel safe, that criminalized their ability to hire security. If he acknowledges that this is a factor in this death and many others.
You've probably never heard of this guy before, Conservative MP Arnold Viersen. That's who she was talking to. So he gets up to respond to Laurel Collins, and here's what he says.
I would just respond to that by asking the honorable member across the way if it's a area of work that she has considered. And
What? Did that guy just ask someone in the House of Commons, a female MP, if she had ever considered sex work as an area of work? Because that's what he said. By the way, he's come out and apologized, for whatever that's worth. You didn't know his name before, but you know it now. Arnold, not so smooth, Viersen. Here is the complete part of what he said at responding to her.
I would just respond to that by asking the honorable member across the way if it's a area of work that she has considered, and if that is an appropriate... Mr. Speaker, I think this makes the point. This makes the point. I do not think any woman in this country ever chooses this as a job. This is something that they are trafficked into. This is something that we have to work hard to end.
So in the House of Commons today, one MP had the position simply that sex workers are saying that sex work is work, period. Don't judge them. We got another MP that's saying any woman in this country that chooses to become a sex worker has been trafficked into it. They have been forced into prostitution. Is that true? Is that how it is? Joining us now is Julia Jade, who is a escort. We have had her on the program before. She gives us a little bit of a glimpse into the life of an escort. Julia Jade, welcome back.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. So you heard the MP's comments, who says that women are in the sex trade. They're forced into it through, you know, bad people basically force them into sex trafficking, that sort of stuff. Has that been your experience?
Oh, not even close. No, I quite enjoy what I do, and was doing it about 15 minutes ago.
So
I just cut it short so I could have my interview, and I owe my friend some time later. So
well, we appreciate that. Obviously, you're in the business, though, and you probably know other escorts.
I know so many. No, we love it.
And like, I would imagine there are probably some maybe along the way that you've met or you know of where people, there's shady guys that are dragging young girls into this. But there are also other women that choose to do it. Like the women you hang around with, what is their take on it?
Most of the girls that I know are all incredibly successful. Me, myself, I buy real estate. I'm just working on my fourth property right now. I have a family. My daughter's in college. I do all the regular things everybody does. I pay my bills and I enjoy myself. I'm self-employed. I get to travel whenever I want. I get taken away and I get to travel for free all the time. So I what can I complain about? I've made a beautiful life for my family. And there's so many people in the same business. They're going to university. They're paying for schooling. I know a few that are going to school to be lawyers, and they'll understand the system so much better just because of the amount of people they've met and the amount of stories you hear, the different lifestyles. Like, you learn so much from meeting people like this, and I feel really grateful. It's actually made me a better person because I understand people better and I give back, and I'm grateful for what I have, and I try to treat people with compassion because I see so many people that are lonely, so many people that need help with their life or need some company, need some advice. Even people come to us for basically sex therapy to help them with their relationships. So not everybody's doing it just to get off or whatever. They're just people that want company, and they appreciate our company. So.
Julia Jade is with us. When it comes to the government stance, because there's been a lot of chat over the last couple of years about sex workers and what should be allowed and what isn't allowed and what should be illegal and public safety, and there's been all these discussions. From your point of view, what would you want the government to do based on your life experience?
I don't see anything wrong with making it completely legal. If we are running a business on our own and we're professional and we're not hurting anybody, really. Like, we're very discreet. We take care of the people we're with. We take care of their privacy. The one thing, the murder you mentioned, I've actually retweeted that on my Twitter as well. I feel like, you know, when you put your kids on the school bus with a driver that they have no seatbelts on, right? Well, mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think, for me, like anybody, putting their children on a bus, if you look at, like, agencies, if I wanted to see something that could be changed by the government, I would suggest that they make a law where all the agencies have to screen the clients, because they should have known who this guy was before he showed up at our hotel room.
What about women who are sex trafficked? Because we can hear your story.
Well, none of us agree with that.
Well, yeah, I know, but how do you think that can be solved at the same time allowing you your freedom? Like, is there something where maybe you guys have gotten together and you've talked and you said, like, look, here's the problem. We need to identify the scumbags and the jerks.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's not okay. Really
something that we can fix on our own, but if they legalized it, then all the stuff doesn't get pushed underground. So if, for example, right now the males get charged if they ask for the services, if they get caught, if there's a sting or whatever. So by doing that, if they see a younger person or someone they think's trafficked, no one reports it because they will get charged. If they made it legal, the trafficking would go down.
All right, fair enough.
It would make it transparent where people wouldn't be afraid to come forward and show who these people are, because a lot of people probably know who they are, but they won't report them because they themselves would be arrested.
Now, you mentioned in our exchange that you are part of a sex workers calendar and that you have a quote on that calendar. What is that quote?
Yes. I wrote this up because we're actually selling this calendar. I actually don't have any clients that would like to buy it because most of them are have significant others, so they have nowhere to hang this calendar. But it's just a story of me. So basically what the calendar is to show all different walks of life that are in this type of business, but we all get to write a quote on our take of if someone that didn't know anything about it wanted to know something that the general stigma is about, like something different that's real. So this is what I wrote. It says, since becoming a courtesan, I have developed a good soul and become what every good citizen and steward should be. I have developed immense compassion for others and helped them because of my gratitude and wanting to give back. I have strived for excellence in my career. I have become successful in my other passions of real estate and landscape design. I have provided for my family and given them a bright home and a beautiful home and a bright future. Do I not sound like every other person in a conventional job? Help dissolve the myth and stereotype. That's what I wrote.
Julia Jade, I appreciate you sharing your story and, of course, giving us your take on what took place in the House of Commons today. We look forward to talking to you again. Maybe we'll do another in-depth interview at some point. And
Could I say one more thing?
Sure.
I feel like this MP, with him saying something like that, being an MP by by default, he should be educated, right? I feel that him saying these things makes him look like he's uneducated. And if he's so closed-minded, how can he be closed-minded in a government position where you need to embrace all citizens? So I don't think this is the right job for him.
Well, again, there'll be a way to get him out of there when the next time there's an election, for sure. Appreciate your time tonight, and thank your client for letting you out a little bit early.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me.
That is Julia Jade. She is a escort. And she says when it comes to this debate in the House of Commons, she sides more with MP Laurel Collins, who says, look, sex workers who are saying that sex is work is just work. And if you hear her story, she sounds like a regular mom, regular woman, contributing back to society. And she says making it legal would solve more problems than the ones we currently deal with and would make it safer.